KQED.
Do you know what moringa is? Well, it's a hardy, fast-growing tree with bright green leaves and long seed pods. Health nuts who eat the powder from those ground-up pods say it's packed with nutrition.
It could be a little bit bitter, but it's also earthy.
It tastes a little bit like a mild arugula flavor when it's fresh.
When I first put it in my mouth, I thought it tasted sort of like a raw peanut, and then that turned extremely bitter, and then that turned sweet.
Moringa has been a food source for centuries in countries such as India and the Philippines. Food trend watchers think it could be the next big superfood in the U.S. KQED's Katrina Schwartz takes us to Fresno, where Hmong farmers are poised to capitalize on the coming demand.
So everything I can see right now is moringa?
Yes, correct.
Wow. Okay, cool. Let's go check it out.
The thick, low-lying Central Valley fog is just starting to burn off when I first set eyes on Kaying Mua's moringa farm.
So right now, they are dormant at this time.
Because it's winter, not their growing season. Moringa doesn't like the cold, a problem for farmers here. The rows and rows of trees I see are short, only a few feet high, and they're covered in thick white plastic to keep the roots warm.
And in the March, it depends the weather. So we're going to open and then going to shoot like it's crazy.
Moringa is kind of a magical tree. It doesn't need much water, flourishes in poor sandy soil, loves the heat, and grows incredibly fast.
They will shoot 1 inch per night.
In one summer, moringa can grow from a seed to an 8-foot-tall tree, bushy with green leaves. When the pods mature, they can get up to 3 feet long and look like supersized fava beans.
Yeah, my mom gets to do the dirty work.
Kaying's got a partner in this moringa adventure, her son Sam.
And so I love working with, you know, these type of projects with my mom.
Growing moringa is just one of the many mother-son projects they've tackled over the years. They've grown rare flowers and hit the road selling Hmong crafts. But Sam says moringa is different. It could be a game changer for their small operation.
And we're trying to pioneer something that's never been done before.
The Muas already distribute fresh moringa leaves to Asian markets around California, but they're looking to cash in on a much bigger market.
Hi. I'm looking for moringa. Can you show me where that is?
Be Alive Vitamins is a health food shop in Fresno. Owner Monica Wilson says she's carried moringa for a few years now, but notices the demand increasing.
People are using it for anything from blood sugar management to keeping their cholesterol at a healthy level. It's very high in antioxidants.
Scientists are still studying the many nutritional claims about moringa, but early evidence is promising. It's packed with protein, vitamins A and C, calcium, iron, and zinc.
It's considered a superfood.
Wilson imports her moringa from India, one of the biggest sources, but she'd rather get it locally.
Traceability of our product is really important, so the closer the better.
And Wilson will soon get closer to Fresno farmers, like Kaying Mua, through a UC Extension project. It's Lorena Ramos's job to reach out to potential moringa customers.
I think my biggest pitch is supporting our local farmers and also buying moringa that is fresh, good quality.
Her team is helping farmers learn to dry, powder, and store moringa. Kaying and her son Sam are their star students. They're ahead of the game because they built a greenhouse to give them a jump start on the growing season.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's a lot warmer in here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The temperature in here never drops below 70 degrees, even at nighttime.
So look at what we have today. Yeah. So it's good. It's good news.
Spindly moringa trees graze the 18-foot-high roof in this balmy greenhouse, a peaceful sauna on a chilly day.
In the greenhouse, I can save the seed from the tree that I like to plant for the next year.
Kaying eats moringa every day and believes in its healing powers. She takes pride in what she grows and all the creative solutions she's found along the way. Picking and packing fresh moringa was a real puzzler.
Then my mom finally figured it out. And so she's a pretty smart lady.
Yeah. It's nice to have your son say that about you.
Oh, he always say, and everything we true.
When I ask them who's in charge of the operation, Kaying laughs and says, Sam handles the financial stuff. But when it comes to growing things, she's the boss. For the California Report, I'm Katrina Schwartz in Fresno.